You're listening to SBS News.
After their attempt to force a parliamentary inquiry into Crown Casino was blocked by both major parties on Tuesday, crossbenchers from across the political spectrum united to push their case for a strong federal integrity commission. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie is urging the major parties to strengthen their stance on corruption.
Both the government and the opposition are completely and utterly out of step with the public on this issue. The public, the community, is demanding an effective integrity commission with real teeth.
After sustained pressure from the crossbench, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the formation of a new Commonwealth Integrity Commission in December last year. And Attorney General Christian Porter is preparing a bill to establish the new body. But the crossbenchers are pushing for a more powerful body than the government is proposing, inspired by the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption, which holds open hearings and allows submissions from the public. Mr. Wilkie says the reluctance of the major parties to support such a proposal illustrates why a federal ICAC is needed.
And the public want to know what politicians in this place are trying to hide. Because that's the only reason you depose an integrity commission, because you've got things to hide.
Mr. Wilkie did not elaborate on his comments, but fellow crossbencher Jackie Lambie was happy to back up his views, slamming those who've opposed the federal ICAC as morally corrupt. And she's warned the government she may withdraw her support for legislation until they back the crossbencher's proposals.
Obviously, I want more teeth than jaws, I'll be honest with you. But I'll tell you now, I would consider telling them where to stick their bills until they put some law and discipline on themselves, because I've had a gutful of it.
The Tasmanian senator also sent out a message to whistleblowers. She says the crossbenchers are prepared to use the protections of parliamentary privilege to publish evidence of corruption.
If you've got documents you want to produce to us and you don't want to be named, I tell you what, we have no fear in standing up in the chamber and calling them out for what is going on here.
Although Labor and the Coalition cooperated to reject the crossbench's demands for a parliamentary inquiry into the Crown allegations, Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack was quick, during question time, to remind his Labor opponents which side of politics is in charge.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. And just for the member Barnes reference, we're on this side and you're on that side, and get used to it, Mr. Speaker.
That victory by the Coalition is set to come under scrutiny in the High Court, though, with Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and newly elected MP Gladys Liu facing fresh challenges to their elections. Failed independent candidate Oliver Yates will try to overturn their victories in Victoria by focusing on a number of election posters in Mandarin and Cantonese, allegedly authorised by the Liberal Party in Victoria. Murray Silby, SBS News.